With us on the phone line, State Senator from the 12th District, Brad Hawkins. Brad, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well, Dave. Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year to you and all the KOZI listeners.
Hey, Brad, how'd you get over there with the passes closed? Did you just get there early or something?
I got there virtually because this legislative session, we had planned to go over and participate for all the floor debates and all the Senate floor discussions in person. And the other work, the constituent work and the committee work, that was planned to be all remote and virtual. Well, with the rise in the variants and everything, unfortunately, it worked out because the mountain passes were so bad. But they did make the decision, Senate administration, to have the first half of the state Senate's activities almost entirely virtual. By remote work. So me and my office staff will be working remotely, at least for the first half of the session.
And of course, Brad, you've been through this already. That's the way it's been, at least since last year.
Yeah, and you know, it worked out surprisingly pretty smoothly last year. The thing that I care most about is having the public having an opportunity to fully engage in the process. It is a little bit limiting when they can't come to the Capitol, but there are plenty of opportunities for the public to participate in the committees and in meetings with me remotely. So we've been working on that, and my staff, like I said, is all working individually from their own homes. But we place a very high priority on constituent customer service in my office. And I do believe that we've been successful at providing really excellent constituent customer service. If anybody has questions about bills or issues and need responses, we're able to do that despite all being in different locations. And to me, since this job is about serving the public and serving the people of the 12th District, I work really hard to make sure that there's no inconveniences to them despite this remote virtual world that we're living in.
And with us this morning on the phone line, State Senator from the 12th District, our Brad Hawkins. Brad, if folks want to find out that information on how to be involved more, what should they do?
Well, we do have a legislative hotline, and that information is on my website. But probably the best way is to reach out through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. And they can get all the information on how to track legislation, how to contact the toll-free hotline. Also, there is a contact me page on my website. People can fill out that form. It comes to me. It comes to all my office staff. We work. We're getting a high volume of emails and communications during the legislative session, but we work hard probably within a day or so to get back to everyone. And then also on my senatorbradhawkins.org website, we have access to all of my previous news releases and email newsletters and all that stuff for how people can follow along. People can subscribe to my email newsletter through my website as well. So there's a lot of good information there, and I'd encourage anybody who has questions to check out my website, and anybody who has further questions to use that contact me link on my website so they can get answers promptly.
Okay, Brad, and of course, session started yesterday. How'd it go?
Well, it went pretty well in that virtual process. It's going to be really fast this year. So the way it works in Washington State is that the legislature meets annually, but we alternate between longer legislative sessions of 105 days in the years that we're first developing the state's two-year budgets, and then shorter sessions of 60 days when we're sort of midstream on the budget cycle. And the shorter session is what is on schedule for this year. So we're expecting a two-month legislative session. It's going to be very fast-paced. A lot of things are kind of squeezed into a short amount of time. But fortunately, the state has already approved its three budgets. The operating budget, which is about a $59 billion two-year budget. The transportation budget, which is about $12 billion, give or take. And then the capital budget, which is about $6.5 billion. So all three of those budgets have been approved, although the revenue forecast comes out for the state, and actually the state is going to be receiving significantly more revenue than it had anticipated when we developed those two-year budgets. So there could be some potentially more major adjustments to those three budgets this session than, you know, what would be normal. But yeah, between those three budgets and then also some major issues, we had major police reform bills that passed the legislature last legislative session. I voted against those, but they've created a lot of concerns for men and women of law enforcement and communities all across our state. So we're hoping that we can make some much-needed reforms to those existing laws and to make them a little bit more workable, make them less bad. Also, there's this long-term care program or long-term care tax that was scheduled to be implemented this year. And the governor and even the supporters of the bill are pulling back on that program and want to make some adjustments this session. I voted against that bill as well, and for many of the reasons that some of us spoke about at the time that bill was first being debated, you know, those issues all sort of came up and reared their head, and there's a lot of challenges and flaws with that program, and there members of the legislature want to try to fix that program this year. So those are just a couple things along with the budget that I think will be a statewide focus.
We're speaking with State Senator from the 12th District, Brad Hotkins. Brad, where did that windfall money come from?
Well, fortunately, you know, the economy continues to produce for our state. Most of the revenues in our state are based on the sales tax. So every time someone purchases goods and services, you know, the portion of the sales tax proceeds go to the state of Washington. That's about half of our revenue. The state does collect a portion of the property tax, but most of the property tax bill that everyone pays actually goes to your local government entities, the city, the county, the school bond, the school levy, fire district and stuff. But there is a slice of the pie that comes to the state. The state also has a business and occupation tax. And so kind of the suite of revenues that fortunately the economy is still doing well despite the pandemic. A lot of people purchasing things, making home improvements, auto sales are up. You know, so home sales are, you know, roaring. So there's a lot of activity. And, you know, generally speaking, when that occurs, more revenue flows into the state than what was anticipated. Although I should say the state budget has grown significantly over the past 10 years as well. And what I would like to do with this extra money is, one, do some targeted tax relief as one idea. And two, save some of that, because we could shore up our what we call our budget stabilization account or our rainy day fund, which is our state's reserves. And really, you know, we shouldn't be so eager to spend all this money as the state. We should be trying to shore up our account, trying to relieve some tax burdens. And then hopefully, if our economy does take a dip at some point in the future, which if history is any indication, that always sort of happens, then we won't be in a situation where we need to make major cutbacks in the state if we have a healthy reserve. So those are all things that I would like to do, and some of my colleagues are also proposing that. But if history is any indication with some of the members of the legislature, particularly some of the budget writers, they want to spend all the money that we have and push us to the brink of our budget sustainability. And that is a concern of mine.
All right, Brad. Well, I'm sure you're just about ready to head to meetings.
Yeah, no doubt. We have a full set of meetings today and committees as well. I have a few bills that I'm sponsoring, and maybe at some point, you know, next week I can give the KOZI listeners an update on the individual bills that I'm pushing for the 12th District.
That is perfect. State Senator from the 12th District, Brad Hotkins, you have yourself a great day, and stay busy there.
You too, David. Well, that staying busy won't be a problem, but hopefully I will have a great day. And I just look forward to being on with either you or Jeff throughout the legislative session and continuing to connect every week with the KOZI listeners. Thanks so much.
And Brad, we appreciate your updates. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye now.